And you're welcome back. It's coming up on 6:45. Now, we've talked about the rise of virtual or digital currencies like Bitcoin a few times before. They've grown rapidly in the last couple of years, and this week in Dublin, a major conference is taking place in the RDS called Bitfin, looking at their potential to change the monetary system. Well, one of the speakers was the central bank's director of market supervision, Gareth Murphy, and he warned yesterday that increased use of Bitcoin and all these currencies could lead to tax evasion, and also it's not regulated by any central bank, so investors have no protection. So what are the dangers, or are we just not getting ourselves around potential new currencies? Peter Oakes is a former director of enforcement at the central bank, and he's a compliance expert, and he's with me in studio now. Peter, everybody talks about Bitcoin being like a bit of a bubble. People got into a little fad here, and it's going to burst anytime soon. Are you of the view that this is something that will be around for a long time and needs to be regulated like a new currency, or is this just something we should warn investors just stand back and beware?
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure about its longevity. However, it is something that has to be engaged with, and Ben Bernanke in the US has raised these points back in 2013. It's been raised in other central banks, and what Gareth's speech was about yesterday, in fact, it wasn't a warning whatsoever. It was, these are the seven key challenges facing central banks when it comes to new currencies. And, you know, in the case of Bitcoin, this is a developer-owned and user-owned model, and so proprietorship is what they talk about in terms of Bitcoin. Central banks call that sovereignism or sovereignty. So what you've got at the moment is a regulatory system which was not designed for things like Bitcoin and other virtual currencies, and two worlds are colliding. And central banks have spent most of their time looking in the past trying to fix the problems of the financial crisis. And I think this speech from Gareth is to say, well, let's look ahead and see what we need to do. In relation to some of those challenges, he was simply saying that, look, economic activity is going to be made up now by the real currency economy and the virtual currency economy, and the problems we have as central bankers is the fact that we don't get to see the full economy, we don't get to then get the right statistics. And he actually asked a very open question. He said, should only a central bank be allowed to create currencies? He didn't say no one other than a central bank should be able to, and I think that's something has been lost there in the translation. But there is a current model of regulation in Europe, but it could actually right now impact Bitcoin, and there are service providers who could fall under that current regulation. But what people need to remember is that central banks are geared up on a couple of key issues. One, they're always concerned about financial stability. They're always concerned about monetary policy. They're always concerned about payment systems and consumer protection. And, you know, in some areas, the central bank has come out to warn on certain issues around consumer protection. But this wasn't a speech on warning. This was a speech on let's engage. And I think it's a bit entrepreneurial for a central banker, because the only other person other than Gareth I've heard speak like this has been Andrew Haldane over in the UK, who raised the entrepreneurial side of crowdfunding and how regulators need to respond to that as well.
If you look, though, at virtual currencies, the whole idea behind the promoters of Bitcoin, these currencies, is, look, it's anonymous. You can't have interference by governments, by regulators, by central banks. And that surely has to send a warning sign for people out there.
Yeah, well, actually, it's not truly anonymous, because there is a register, there is a ledger which is created through this, cryptology, and you can have a look at that, and you can get an idea of ownership. So, I think probably you might recall there was something called Silk Road in the US, and it was closed down by the US government, and a part of that they were transacting in Bitcoin, and these virtual currencies got a negative response out of it. So, look, every form of business presents new risks, new threats, and new opportunities, and it depends on how we want to approach those. And if we look at it and say no to everything, which is not what we call contemporary financial services, then I don't know what the future holds. I mean, people need to go back and think about insurance was completely unregulated. You know, Lloyd's of London ran that for years and years, and now it becomes mainstream regulation. It's subject to US and European regulation. So what happens is that we simply have an evolution. And again, if consumers demand something, politicians respond, and politicians will require that those consumers are protected, because if they're not, guess what? That politician doesn't get voted in the next election. There's a lot of self-preservation and self-interest in this, Ian.
But as a regulator, as somebody who is involved in compliance, how do you monitor the activities of something that exists nowhere? National governments can control fiscal policy, central banks control monetary policy, but how do you control something that has no sovereignty?
Yeah, well, this is the issue, and this is why, at least in relation to economic statistics, if they can get a handle on what's going through that sort of economy, then they get a bigger picture. I think, regulators approach all these sort of things, unfortunately, through the prism of anti-money laundering. They can't find the right form of regulation for it. Suddenly, everything comes back to AML, and we regulate it through that. And that doesn't necessarily work. But I wonder, actually, the bigger story here is there an opportunity for Ireland to become a first mover in the virtual currency market? The UK became a first mover in crowdfunding. They're now going to probably lead how crowdfunding is developed in the European model. Does Ireland have a similar chance here?
Central bankers love to regulate. Is this a power grab?
Is it a power grab? I don't think so. I mean, first of all, the Irish Central Bank can't power grab virtual currencies in the European Union context. But I think certainly it was to say, look, we have these seven issues. Let me explain as a regulator, as Mr. Murphy did yesterday, what they are, because what I'd like to hear back from you is how do you think we should regulate this? Indeed, should it be regulated? And that's part of the public policy response, isn't it?
Okay, Peter Oakes, thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning. Let us know your views on Bitcoin 53106. Now, time's coming up.